Right now, when developers want to build on a wetland, they have to make a case to the Department of Natural Resources that they've considered all other alternatives. The Wisconsin Builders Association's Jerry DeShane says developers don't always like this because what the DNR sees as an alternative isn't always practical or affordable.
What's missing right now is that DNR reviewers have to put blinders on when they consider a wetland permit application.
Under a Republican proposal backed by DeShane, a developer could make the case that building on wetland is the best alternative if it would show a demonstrable economic impact. And in order to offset a development, the plan would have a developer pay to develop new wetlands somewhere else. But environmentalists like Lori Grant with the River Alliance of Wisconsin say that even with all the advances in wetlands research, it's hard to replicate the work of Mother Nature.
We're still not very good at recreating natural systems. We're very good at undoing what took Mother Nature thousands of years to do, but not so much the other direction.
Beyond that, critics say that having the Department of Natural Resources consider economic benefits early in the permitting process could run afoul of the federal standards enforced by the Army Corps of Engineers. They also question the need for the shortened timelines in this bill, since the DNR already approves most projects in less than a month. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.